Well, Eugene contacted us, and it's something that he's been trying to get acknowledgments for the acknowledgement for the amount of bravery and valor shown by his uncle for over 50 years now, 60 years now. And, you know, this I'm happy to help him in part because so much of what we have today is due to the sacrifices made by the people during World War II. I mean, can you imagine what the world would look like today if we had not won that war? I mean, all of the things we have, or most of the things we have, we can attribute to the bravery shown by these people. And it's a shame that the military kind of dragged their feet. But we're glad that now, after all these years, they're acknowledging the Silver Star won by Herman Berg and the huge sacrifices that he made.
Explain for the listeners what happened to these military records.
Actually, I guess they were lost in a fire in 1973, and that was their excuse that they couldn't give me any information because they had no records of anything.
And so this is a long, long time ago. What were you trying to do to get this situation corrected?
Well, I contacted Tom Petri, and he was working on it. Well, then we were to the point where the information was sent to him in Washington, and his secretary said to me that they were working on it and she would get back to me, but in the meantime, we had the election, and then Mr. Grossman came into office, and I came to the office here and talked to Nick Burris over there. He was very big help to me, and I got to thank him for that. And then he followed through on it, and he got more information than I ever got from, well, I shouldn't say that, but the previous. but whatever he did the right thing, and he got to the right source.
So. What did you do?
We talked to Nick. I mean, we just contacted the appropriate agency, and they have records like this, and tracked them down. And sometimes, dealing with government agencies, sometimes you contact one person, they say it can't be done. You contact another person, you can find out it can be done. And that's what Nick found out.
Yeah, right? Nick did a very good job.
So what are your thoughts seeing these certificates today?
I'm happy. I just wish my father was still alive because he's the one that told me to be determined to get them. He said, because he's got them coming. He said they spend money a lot of other ways foolishly. He says there's no reason why they can't see that you get what you're supposed to be getting, because he gave his life for the country. You know, that was always his saying. He always said to me, be determined, stick with it. Well, he knew I was that type of person. I'm going to stick with stuff when I started. And so now today I'll finally end it. So I appreciate that.
Records for the Silver Star?
For all of them except the Purple Heart, which we found in the lady's garage up in Minnesota. So,
tell the listeners about your uncle. He served in World War II.
He served in World War II. He was working as a farmhand on, can I mention the name?
Mm-hmm.
On the Arnold Simon farm right out of Mount Calvary. And he enlisted along with two of his buddies. And both his buddies came back home, but he didn't. So, and that's really all I can say, because I don't really know anymore about.
Do you know where he died or what the circumstances were surrounding?
Well, yeah, it was in that letter. I didn't even know that until this information came. He was in the infantry, and he was killed, well, in action there. And it was in Luzon, the Philippine Islands, and, that's about it. And then he was buried over in Manila, in the cemetery over in Manila. Because we had a choice of having him brought home for burial. I remember this so well. But she talked to Father Louis Bursak, who was a priest at Mount Calvary Seminary, where my grandma worked. And he says, leave him rest where he is, because she says, why go through all this again, maybe 2-3 years later? So she decided to leave him where he was. So we never had him brought home.
That was your grandma?
My grandma, yeah. Catherine Berg was her name.
But he was just a kid? He wasn't married?
No, he wasn't married. He had no family, no. Yeah. So.
So does this bring closure?
Closure. Brings closure to me and the rest of my cousins, and they're all anxious to know how this is going to proceed after I go. I says we're going to go down the line from one to the other. And whoever, I would say the one that was in the service should get it first, but I'll have to talk that over in October when we have our next get-together. So we'll see. I would like for him to get it because he was in the military, and he was over there. He was at the grave, so I hope he can get it. So,
all right. So a fire was an explanation for yes. These. What's the explanation for the missing Purple Heart showing up in Minnesota?
Don't know. Don't know.
No idea.
Don't know. No, I have no idea. Nope. It was evidently mailed. Maybe it never got mailed to the proper place, or it was missent, and some guy got a hold of it, and he just had it. He thought probably it was valuable, you know. So it was valuable to us, but to him it sure didn't, I don't think, mean anything, you know. So that's all I can say about it. But the lady that, what's her name? I forgot her name. She was from Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It's on that sheet there somewhere. She's the one that, I want to send her a letter and send her some pictures too, right, to let her know that it's finally come to a closure. So, because she, I would have never got it if she wouldn't have pursued it, because she's the one that had the medal, mm-hmm, you know. And try and get another one, which I probably would have never gotten anyway. So,
right.
Couldn't even get the first one. I went somewhere else. So,
how does this make you feel, being able to help Mr. Berg bring closure to this?
Well, it's very good for the whole family. I mean, I am a history buff, and I've certainly read about MacArthur and the Battle of Luzon in the Philippines, and that a local guy here put his life on the line to win that battle. It's something that should have been acknowledged a lot more a long time ago, but we're glad our office was able to help out. And it's something everybody in the area should know, because, like I said, we live our relatively comfortable lives because of the huge sacrifices made by these guys. And, you know, everything we heard that Eugene is telling us is what a great guy he was, and he didn't have the chance to live out the wonderful long life that most people get, but we should always remember what he did.